Hello everyone and welcome back to URB's coverage on the 2024 SU officer elections. Voting is open on Tuesday the 5th of March, so head over to www.thesubath.com/elections to cast your vote. We are joined in the studio today by Jess, who is running for community officer. Jess, how is it going?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing very well, yeah, early on a Thursday, but it's all right. So first things first, why are you running for community officer?
I think that's a great question. I think that one of the things that I've been really lucky with at my time at Bath is that I've been involved with the SU since the very beginning. I've held multiple different roles. I've been everything from a peer mentor, a power leader, chair of Disability Action Group. I'm currently on 5 different SU committees. So definitely been very busy with the SU. But I think that one of the things that I've just really enjoyed is meeting new people and being I always say I'm a very small part of big changes. I'm one person in a group of, you know, thousands of people who want to make a difference. And I think that I've seen the changes that I've been able to be a part of as a student, and those are just the changes that I want to carry on with. And I've been able to speak to so many different students about the changes they want to see in the SU and in the university, and that's really driving me forward to say, I've made these changes as a student, how far can I go? If I became an officer, I'd obviously have so much more ability to make change. And I'm really driven forward by the idea of creating that positive change that we need to see.
Excellent. So you sort of answered it, but what about you makes you the best fit for community officer? We've got a lot of people running, but why should they vote for you?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of us running, and I think we're all, you know, really passionate about the role. We all have really good experience that would make us great for the role. But kind of as I said before, you know, I've been really heavily involved in the SU. So this year I'm chair of the Disability Action Group. I'm a member of 5 different committees. So I'm on the Accessibility Committee, the Diversity and Support Committee, the EDI Network, the Roper Centre Working Group and Summit. So lots of different places. And in those committees, I've been able to interact with, you know, a range of different students. I've been able to interact with all the different SU officers, really kind of follow their work closely and know what they're doing and trying to see if I can help them in any way, but also just interacting with loads of different staff. You know, I've worked with everyone from campus infrastructure, security, the library, academic staff. So I think that being able to have built those relationships already, it would really benefit me if I did get the role, because I've kind of got the rapport there, and that would enable me to kind of hit the ground running if I was to be elected.
Excellent. So Jess, what are the key points in your manifesto?
Yeah, so my manifesto focuses on 3 key points: accessibility, sustainability and support. So accessibility is kind of linking to my role as chair of DAG. So increasing accessibility for disabled students. So one of the projects we've been lucky enough to be involved in this year is developing disability awareness training with the campus events team. So expanding that to cover all staff and student leaders to kind of create a level playing field between disabled and non-disabled students. As well as working on the physical accessibility of campus, which kind of links to my second point of sustainability. In the Accessibility Committee, we've been working on a plan to develop campus, a long-term plan. We're thinking between the next 10 and 15 years of how we can really develop campus to be the most physically accessible place as it can possibly be, but also develop it in a sustainable way, which would mean that we'd be able to hit our carbon goals well before 2040, which is our current goal for when we need to be carbon neutral. I know sustainability is a big one for students. I've spoken to a lot of different students who were upset that sustainability didn't make it on the SU officers' top 10 this year. So I think that's something that I would really like to push for, is greater sustainability on campus and greater promises with sustainability as well. And then my final point is support. So offering more support to students. You know, I know that a big topic currently is mental health with students, and kind of, you know, not just signposting the current services we have available, because I've noticed that a lot of students kind of don't really know what's available to them for support. So expanding the signposting of that, but also offering more support to student leaders and student volunteers, who a lot of the times can feel very overwhelmed with their workload, and kind of seeing, okay, what can the SU do to really try and help them manage their workload? Because at the end of the day, they are full-time students as well as our excellent volunteers.
Excellent. So I'm going to ask you a bit more about sustainability. So how do you see yourself being able to improve the long-term sustainability of campus?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Like I said about the plan, so that's something that I'm really pushing forward as part of my manifesto about developing a plan, having a strategy in place. I think too often the university are kind of, oh, we'll deal with it when we get to it. I know that that's been kind of their policies around disability for the last few years have been kind of, oh, we'll cross the bridge when we get to it. But I think having that plan in place, I think that's something that I, if elected, I would really like to focus on. If let's get a plan in now and then review it every year or every 6 months to really make sure we are going to hit those goals, rather than saying we're going to do this but not really, you know, committing ourselves to doing it. And I think that's kind of a larger plan that I have. But I also have kind of smaller sustainability points, so things like I want to expand the exchange scheme to cover all disposable food boxes and cutlery, to kind of limit wastage there, installing food waste bins across campus to kind of encourage composting rather than sending leftover food to landfill. I think those are kind of my smaller points, but I think I'm really looking at the bigger picture as well as the small changes that we can make. You know, those are easy fixes. I think the plan is a longer term plan, but I'm really dedicated and committed to getting that in place.
Excellent. Okay, so I just wanted to ask you about the current work of our community officers, our single community officer. So in the last year, what about our current community officer do you like, and what do you think that she's done well?
I think Hannah's amazing. I've been really, really fortunate to work quite closely with her, specifically with DAG, Disability Action Group, you know, working, and she's been so supportive with that and kind of making sure that we can, you know, publicise ourselves the best as possible. And I think that I can really tell, I think everyone can really tell how dedicated she is to her job. I think she's really doing amazing things, and I've been lucky enough to follow that. And there's definitely points in her manifesto that I think that I would love to carry on. I know that one of the things that she had in her manifesto that I really believe in is offering an extra settle-in period for international students. That's something her and Himina have been working really closely on, and I think that's something that I really believe in. But I think, yeah, it's just been amazing working with Hannah. I think she's really lovely, and I think that a lot of people who have worked with her can really attest for that.
Excellent. So you mentioned about international students and integrating them. So specifically, aside from the helping them out as they're integrating at the beginning, international and postgraduate students, how do you envision making them feel a bit more included?
Yeah, I think that's a really important question. I think that a lot of international students and postgrads, from what I've heard, almost kind of feel a bit disposable with the university. They feel like kind of they're here, they're paying very high tuition fees, but they don't feel integrated. And I think that, you know, there's not one single answer of what we can do. But I think some of the things I've really identified is, I kind of mentioned it earlier, but I was lucky enough to be a PAL leader, and I actually taught English. So I spoke to international students who spoke English as a second language, and it was really a great opportunity for, you know, I was kind of helping them with their English skills, but they were also teaching me a lot about, you know, their cultures. And I think that is a really positive forum to kind of increase integration and encourage students of, you know, it shouldn't be come to Bath, assimilate into the culture. It should be, let's all come together with our respective cultures and really let's get to share that, because we are such a diverse campus. And I think that is such a positive, and it's such it's just such a positive thing that we have that level of diversity. And I think, again, with postgraduates, I think really getting them involved and integrated into things like societies. So we know that postgrads are underrepresented on society committees, for example. So really encouraging them to get integrated into different societies, building those communities. But then I think that also can, you know, play into collaborations with other universities. So I've mentioned doing collaborations with Bath Spa, but we're also really lucky that we have Bristol and Uni of West England, which isn't, they aren't too far away. So I think really, you know, building the community in Bath, but also, you know, we could expand it even further to cover a larger area and really encourage, you know, that people feel like they belong at Bath, because that's the university's message, is come here, belong at Bath. But yeah, but that's something we really need to commit more to, I think.
Excellent. That's been amazing. And if you could just give us one more sentence as to why people should vote for you.
One sentence, that's not a lot at all. Yeah, I think that I just want to say, if elected, you know, I'm so committed to, you know, bettering the student experience for you. I say that my manifesto was created with students for students, and I'm absolutely more than happy to, for anyone to contact me, you know, come up to me on the parade, message me on Instagram, anything like that with any of your ideas. I'd absolutely love to hear them. Yeah, I hope that my work kind of shows how committed I am to you. But yeah, I'd love to meet you all, love to chat, and yeah, I hope to see you all, as many of you as possible, in the next week.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Jess. If you think that Jess is your community officer, please do head over to the website on Tuesday and cast your vote. That's been it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.